the third and the final are is me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan mita abyssal alam deshaknech avonim toivos. And that is, so the Mishnah said the mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, oimeres Hashem kichsofer. When the Kohen would duchin, he would say the Shem Hashem kichsofer. Rashi b'yudke. U'b'medina, but in the Medina, when the Kohen would duchin, b'kinuyav. How would they say it? They would say it ba'alif dalet. If you look at Tosfos on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Dibra Maschul Oy Enoy Elo B'Kinoy. So Tosfos quotes one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Hillel. Zok Tosfos, Rabbeinu Hillel Pirish B'Sifri B'Kinoy K'goin Kel Elokim Tzvokos. Rabbeinu Hillel said a very big chiddush. He said that when the Mishnah says that the Kohanim in the Medina were able to duchen using a Kinoy, what does a Kinoy mean? It means Kel, Elohim, Tzvokos. It means one of the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi said Kinoy means Aleph Dalet. Rabbeinu Hillel said Lav Dafka, that's the way it is. A name of Hashem. It could be the name of Kel, it could be the name of Elohim, it can be the name of Tzvokos. Abuzok Toys is Veloy Mestaber. It's not Mestaber that way. Dehechi Tesek Adaito L'Shebushe Kra. How could you change the Pasuk? L'meima Yivarechacho Elohim B'mokav Shem Ben Arba Oseus. In the Pasuk it says, Yivarechacha Havaya. So you're going to go change Havaya now to Elohim? That's not something you can do. Isaac Toysfiz, when you say Aleph Dalet, aren't you anyways doing that? No. Elo Bikinu Yeshloima. Probably what the Mishnah means, what it says, Kinu is what Rashi said. Kikriyosa, the way you're supposed to read the Shem Havaya, which is Ba'aleph Dalet. But the bottom line is, we have a machloikis here between Rabbeinu Hillel and Toysfiz, as I said before, and Rashi Yoichet, whether when we say the Kayhanim duchim with a kinu, it doesn't mean dafka the Shem Aleph Dalet or lav dafka the Shem Aleph Dalet. It could be the Shem Kel, it could be the Shem Elohim, it could be the Shem Tzvokos, and Lechura Tzorach Bir, we have to be mavair, what exactly is this machloikis Rishayim? But I think the Pshat is Pashat. That is, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, is discussing the Megadif. So the Megadif is someone that's Mekala, but we don't say that, is Mevarech Es Hashem. The halacha is that if someone is Mevarech Es Hashem with any one of the Shemus, he's over in Issa Deiraisa. However, the Noikev Shem Hashem Moisumas, if someone is Mevarech Es Hashem, he's a Megadif using the Shema Mefarish, then he's Chayiv Misa. That upgrades this level of Megadif to one of the most Chomedigah Averis in the world. Sotter Rambam. Ein ha-megadav chayev skilo, ad sheyeforesh es Hashem ha-meyuchid. The only time a megadav is chayev skilo is if he's mevorech es Hashem with the Shem ha-meyuchid. What's the Shem ha-meyuchid? Shel arba oisiyas. It's the Shem of the four oisiyas. Shu aleph, dalet, nun, yud. V'yeforech oisa b'shem min Hashem o'she'enam nimchakim. Shenema b'noikiv Shem Hashem, al Hashem ha-meyuchid chayev skilo, v'al shara kinuyim ba'azor. If someone be Mavarach Hashem with one of the other kinuyim, it only be Nazar. Zok the Rambam, v'yesh mi shemefarish. There are those that hold she'enei chayev el al Shem yudke vovke. That the only time someone is a Mavarach Hashem is if he's Megad of using the Shem yudke vovke. V'ani oimer zok the Rambam, shal shneim hu nisko. That it's not true. That really, you get skila for both, not only for the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, but for the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So again, if someone's Mevarech Es Hashem, it's an Azor. If he's Mevarech Es Hashem with the Shem HaMefarish, then he's already Chayiv Skila. What's the Taich of the Shem HaMefarish? So the Rambam says, Yesh Mishem Mefarish, it's the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Or B'vani Yomer Zok the Rambam, no, it's not true. It's either the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, or it's the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud. And the emphasis of the Rambam is a plea, because the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud is not the Shem HaMefarish. Everyone knows what the Shem HaMefarish is. The Shem HaMefarish is the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. So what's Pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam says that if someone is Noikiv Shem with the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud, he's going to be considered a Mevarech Es Hashem with the Shem HaMefarish, and he's going to be Chayev Skilo. So the Brisker Rav in Sefer, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, says Pshat in the Rambam Nifl. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph, it says in the Pasuk, Ze Shmi Le'olam, V'ze Zichri Le'dor Dor. Rav Avinu Rami, K'siv Ze Shmi, K'siv Ze Zichri. Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter said, Lo Yikishani Nichtav Ani Nikra. Because the way you're supposed to write the Shem Hashem is not the way you're supposed to pronounce the Shem Hashem. Ani Nikra, Ani Nichtav, B'Yud Keh. Of the Nikra B'Alef Dalet. The Shem Havaya, you write, Yud Keh Vav Keh, but the way you pronounced the Shem Havaya is not Yud Kei Vav Kei, but rather it's Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Said the Brisker Rav, Yesh Lachkar, what's the oimik of this inyan? That loikishani nichtav ani nikra. Is the pshat that if you're reading from a Sefer Torah, and the Balkoyim, and you come to the Shem Havaya. So even though it says Havaya, but you can't say Havaya. So instead of saying Havaya, you replace it with something that's Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'usa Inyan, one of the Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to say Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. So you're not reading the word. You're not reading the word. It says Havaya. And you're saying Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. But thus licked in the Chiddush, that even though you're supposed to read what is written, over here you don't read what's written. You just come up with the kinui of what's written, and you say Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, even though what it says is Shem Havaya. Oye Shloim Hased Briskerov, Ashteito and Degim Mara, Funzesh Mi Vizes Zichri is, Ani Nichtov Beyutke, Abavani Nikra Aleph Dalet, that the decree of Havaya is Aleph Dalet. This says ordinarily, how would you read a word? So, when you were once upon a time in Cheder, you had a Rebbe that taught you Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina, and you understood that different Oisias make certain sounds and different Akudas are meant to go a certain way. There's a certain Seder Akriya, the way you're supposed to read. Dosh Teit Achidesh, an exception to the rule of the Aleph Bina, and that is that when you see Shem Havaya, you're supposed to read the word. And the way you're supposed to read the word is by saying Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Meaning, the Kri of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is that the Pshat, I'm reading the word that I see. Oh yeah, Shlom Ravad, I'm not reading the word that I see. The word I see is Havaya. I'm not reading Havaya. I'm not allowed to read Havaya. But rather, what am I doing? What I'm doing is I'm replacing the word with a kinui that may inyan le inyan, but at the same time, I'm not physically reading the word. So the Briskerov said that Yesh Shloimeh the Rambam held that the gather of saying Aleph Dalet Nun Yud when you see Shem Havaya is not that you're replacing Havaya with another one of the Shemes. But in Faket, what you're doing is you're reading the Shem Havaya. Aye, that's not the way the Shem Havaya is supposed to sound. It's a loch of psukah that in this inyan, that is the way you're supposed to read this word. If that's the case, what emerges then is that there's two dinim in the shem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. If a person says Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it can mean one of two things. It could be he's saying the shem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is a shem. Just like Havaya is a shem, and Kael is a shem, and Elikim is a shem, and Tzvakos is a shem. Or it could be that he's not really saying the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. He's saying the Shem Havaya. What do you mean? He didn't say Havaya. No, Kedushan Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph. Ani Nichta B'Yud Kei V'Nikra B'Aleph Dalet. That is an Inyan that Aleph Dalet Nun Yod is also the Kri of the Shem Havaya. When the Rambam says that if a person would be Noikiv Shem Hashem, he'd be Mevarchas Hashem with the Shem Aleph Dalet, he's considered that he's Chayiv Skila because he was just Noikiv Hashem with the Shem HaMafarish. It's a Peledig Rambam. L'chore Ein L'cha Peledig Rambam G'doyla Mizu. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is not the Shem HaMafarish. There's one Shem HaMiyuchad. Miyuchad means it's Miyuchad. There's only one. There's one Shem HaMiyuchad and it's Havaya. So what's Pashup Shan in the Rambam? The Teretz says because the Rambam held that if someone's Mevarchas Hashem with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, licked in them a Mevarchas Hashem with the Shem Havaya. I didn't say Havaya. You did say Havaya. You said Havaya through the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And then the Briskerov went further. The Briskerov said that Yesh Shloim, that even the Chokim on the Rambam, Be'etzim Amoida to the Lomdus, that the way Aleph Dalet Nun Yud and Havaya are related is that Adnus is the Kriya of Havaya. If that's the case, how come if someone's Mevarchas Hashem with the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it's not considered Mevarchas Hashem? So the Briskerov said, because this Chiddush, that Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is that Kriya of Havaya, that's only true if there's a din to say Havaya, and I say Adnos. So now it's Chal, this Chiddush, that your Kri of Adnos was really a Kri of Havaya. But if somebody in the Veltarai, Cholilo, would say Adnos, what makes that a Kri of Havaya? Pashtus is Adnos is saying the Shem of Adnos. When there's a din to say Havaya, and you say Adnos, the din to say Havaya is what gives the Kri of Adnos a Chshivus of a Kri of Havaya. But it's only if there's a din. So the Chokim held at the end of the day, it's Nidah a din in the Parish of Megadav to say Havaya, and because there's no din, therefore it's not going to be considered a Kriya. What did the Rambam hold? Ubuzehu the Chilak HaRambam. This fuel, the Kivan the Havi, Miha Kriya, Gamble in your Shem HaMiyuchid, Akem Gamble Megadav, Havaza Bechlam, Mefarish Hashem, Vechayiv, Ukumosh and Nizbar. No, at the end of the day, it is a Kri of Havaya, and because it's a Kri of Havaya, so therefore it would be included in this Inyan. But the bottom line is, what emerges from the Briskerov is a Chakira HaYodua, a Festa Chakira, how to understand the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says, Ksiv Zez Shmi, Viksiv Zez Zichri, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Loikashani Nichtavani Nikra, Nichtavani Beyutke, Vinikra, the Aleph Dalet. Is the Pshat that when you say Aleph Dalet in lieu of Havaya, you're not saying Havaya, because you can't say Havaya. So there's a din. Instead, say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But you're not saying Vashtay. You're not saying Havaya. Oye Shloima, when you see Havaya and you say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, you are reading the Shem Havaya. Shtay Tachidish, that Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is a Kree for the Shem Havaya. I think it's Poshit. That maybe is the machloikis here in Toismus and our sugya. There's a nusach that the Kayhanim had to say. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. The problem is you can't say yudke vavke. You could say yivarechecha, you could say v'yishmerecha, but you can't say havaya. So what are you supposed to do? Zok the Mishnah, you have to say a kinoy. Okay, so what's this inyan now of saying a kinoy? If the geder of saying Aleph Dalet Nun Yud in lieu of Havaya is the taich that you're reading the Shem Havaya, so then it's poshet that what you should do is you should say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, because you'll be mekayim the kais of Orcho. You're going to say Yivarechecha, and you're going to say Havaya, and you're going to say V'yishmerecha. I will tell me Yivarecha, I heard, V'yishmerecha, I heard. I didn't hear you say Havaya. I did say Havaya. You said Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is a kri of Havaya. So Zok Tosfos, and Zok Rashi, what's the kinui? The kinui is Aleph Dalet. Well, I maybe say one of the other shemes. Anyways, not saying Havaya. No, you are saying Havaya. That's the Briskerov of Lomdis. Of course you're saying Havaya. Obiyesh Lemi Rabbeinu Hillel held like the other side in the Briskerov. Rabbeinu Hillel held that's not the way it works. It's not the pshat that when you come to the word Havaya and you say Aleph Dal Nun Yud, you're reading Havaya. You're not reading Havaya. What you're doing is you're saying Kenish Zogan Havaya. I'm going to say Kinoy. So Rabbeinu Hillel said a Chiddush. He said if that's the case, who said you can't say Kale? Who said you can't say Elikim? Who said you can't say Tzvokas? You can ask me a kasha, but in the Torah it says Havaya. What are you supposed to do? You can't say Havaya. You're right. In the Mikdash, where you could say Havaya, you could say Havaya. I'm Chavish Kem Breira, but the less Breira, so I'm saying a Kinui anyways. But what's the Milan saying Aleph Dalet versus saying one of the other Shayas? So you'll tell me the Milan is, because it's a Gemara in Kiddushin. And I hear, good, but it's not Ma'akif. And at the end of the day, how Rabbeinu Hillel, that if you're going to go ahead and you're going to use one of the other Kinuim, it's also going to be okay. The Machlekis Rabbeinu Hillel. And Toysis could be as this Chakira, could be it's the Machloikis in the Rambam, the Tut Stadim here in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, could be it's Poshet Glat. That's what's going on over here in this Shaila. But I just want to end with one last Nakuda, and that is, I think, that this Lomdus of the Brisker Rav is Mefurish in the Chassam Sofer. It's in the Chuvas Chassam Sofer, it's in Chosha Mishpah, it's in Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis. It's one of the tshuvas that the Chassam Sofer wrote to his greatest Shver, Rabbi Kiva Eger. And the whole tshuva talks about this Indian of Hoyge Shem Hashem Ba'isi Yosav and the Shem Havaya. And the Chassam Sofer Toich Dvarav, he asks a bombakasha. He asks that the Gemara says, everyone knows this Gemara, the Mesechus Brachus Tav Zayin Amadeus, Omer Rabbi Yoichan Amishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai. From the day that David created the world, there was no person that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon until Avram Avinu came and he called the Eibush the Adon. Shenemar, the Posnik says, Vayoymer Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Elokim Bama Eida Ki Iroshena. And Avram Avinu is the first person that ever referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adon. You know, Tzidua, that somebody once came to the Vilna Gaon and he told the Vilna Gaon, I want to tell you a Vart. He said, okay. What do you want to say? So he said that in davening, by Shachris, we say Adoin Oilam Asher Molach. So he said he thinks that maybe the reason we say Adoin Oilam by Shachris and not by Mincha and not by Ma'ariv is because the Gemara says that Avram Avinu was the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin. Avram Avinu was Mesachin Shachris, and that's why we say Adoin Oilam. And the Vilna Goyim was Mishabeach the Zvart, and he was mamish in the spot. The Talmidim said, yeah, it's a nice vertical, but you're so nispal. So he said, Valat gezogt emes atayra. And emes atayra, you have to be mishabeach. Doesn't matter how poshid it is, how complicated it is. The bottom line is he said emes. Emes is emes. But the point is that Avram Avinu was the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adin. So the Chassam Sofer, in his brief, his letter that he wrote to Reb Kiva Eger, he told him, he says, Lefi zeh comes that into Santa Zach. If Avram Avinu is the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adin, does that mean that up until that point, when people would say the Shem Havaya, they would be Hoyges Hashem Ba'isi Yosef? Meaning, Adoin was the Chiddush of Avram Avinu. He's the first person to use the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So when somebody wanted to say Havaya, what did they say? They said Yudkei Vavkei? Isn't that what they said? Chassam Sofer says, I find it very hard to believe. It's such a davar chamer ad l'ma'oid. Until Avram Avinu, that's what people used to say. He says, V'oid, there's a medrash somewhere that says that Adam Arishon says the words Aleph Dal Nun Yod. He said Adnos. So Epis Da is Omer Dershune. Zokter Sam Sofer Adaver Nifla. He says the emes is Azai. The emes is that when you talk about the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yod, the emes is two kavanas. He says we find the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yod, and we also find the Gemara in Kedushin, where the Gemara says Zeshmi v'Zeh Zichri ani Nichta B'Yudke v'ani Nikra B'Aleph Dalet. That means there's two dinim in the Shem Aleph Dalet. But the Emes is the Chassam Sofer says it makes sense that it should be that way, because really there's two b'chinas of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud that's manifest in the world. Mitzarecha, the Eibushter, we know was Bayrei as Olam. The Eibushter created the world. Mitzacheni, the Eibushter is Manig as Olam. The Eibushter fears the world. Mitzad, the fact that the Eibushter is the Bayrei, he's our Adoin. The creator of a thing is the boss. At the end of the day, if you create something and you own 100% of the shares, so no decision could be made without you if you choose that that's the way things should be. The Manig is also an Adoin. Asnar, Adnos, Beloshen Choyl is the boss. He's also someone that's an Adoin. Bayrei gives you a koyach and a license of Adnos, and Manig gives you a koyach, it gives you a license of Adnos as well. So the Chassam Sofer says that's the oimik in the Kree of Havaya being Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. He said, what's Havaya? Havaya is Hoya Hoiva V'Yir. Havaya is that the Eibishter predates the world, and the Eibishter is Mahavad Abriya. And because the Eibishter created the world, because the Eibishter put the world in place, the Eibishter is an Adon. And the Chassam Sofer says, if the Eibishter's relationship to man would be zero, may Asher Boras Olam, we would still refer to the Eibishter as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Because thus alone that he created the world, that makes him the boss. He owns the company. And as a result, he is Adon. But the Eibishter is also Manik. And because of the Bechin of Manik, that also makes the Eibishter an Adon. Eibishter is like God from a Sarah to Malach that has that Toyer of Adon based on that Inyan. So the Chassam Sofer says that when we say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, this really based Perushim and Mashma. There's a Shem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. There's a Shem Avai, there's a Shem Kel, Shem Elikim, Shem Tzvokos. That's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But there's another Bechin. The Kree of Havai is also Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And the Oimik is because there's two Bechinis of Adnos. This Adnos mitzad the fact that David is Manik the Oilam, and then this Adnos mitzad the fact that David is Boiras Oilam, and the Shem of Bria is the Shem of Avaya. That's Mahavas Abriya, and that in and of itself has in it a chelik of Adnos, and that's the oimik why the Kree of the Shem Avaya could be Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Zok Tichsam Sofer, that it's poshut to me that the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud was something that was being recited. People were saying Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. People weren't being Hoyges Hashem, Boisi Yosef, Ad Shabbat, Avram Avinu. If anyone wanted the same, the Shem Avaya, so they were bound by this Inyan, Vashtet and Agamar, and Kedush and Daf Ayin Aleph, Amar Aleph. Obe Miyoyb Shnebara, HaKadosh Baruch Hasa Oilam, Lehiyo Adem Shekaru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adain, Ad Shabbat, Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Mechadish, Asa Doa Tzvetedin Adain. That Adain is not just a Kree of Avaya. That the Eibish is not only an Adain because he was Boiras Oilam. But the Eibish, the is also an Adon because he's Manigas Olam. And the Chassam Sofer says, that was the whole Avram Avinu. V'chiyesh, right? Is it possible that it could be a Bira without a Manig? Das ist doch der ganze Avram Avinu. That he was the one that instilled Hashkocha into the Bria. And that's the Oymik of this Gemara in Bracha Zayin Omid Beis. That Avram Avinu was the one that taught the world. That the Eibush didn't just create the world. But there's a Manig Labira. Hashkocha brought this. The Eibush is the one that fears the world. But these are the two B'chinis of Adon. The Loshen of the Chassam Sofer is the Doiris HaRishonim Koru Aleph Dalet B'tziruf Havaya. The Doiris HaRishonim had a Shem Aleph Dalet, but that Shem Aleph Dalet was B'tziruf Havaya. It was the Kree of the Havaya. K'moy Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Sheber Osicha. It was as Asar Geder. Avol Avram Avinu Alav Hashalim Shu Oidia Hashkochosei Protes Ba'olam. The Koroi referred to HaKadosh Baruch as a Kel Olam. Al Kein Koroi Odoin B'lit Tziruf Havaya. Not Odoin as a Kree of Havaya, but Odoin Farzich. Says the Chassam Sofer, those are the two in Yonim Avon. But one thing's Poshet. State the Brisker Rav's Yisoid. Poshet. The lumbus of this Machshava is the Brisker Rav. And that is, that Odin is not, you can't say Havayos, because you can't say Havayos. Okay, you have to replace Havaya. So what are you going to replace it with? We replace it with Aleph Dal. Zok Rabbeinu Hillel. In Tosfos Soit, the Lamed Chesam Adal. Maybe replace it with Tzvokos. Maybe Kale. Maybe Elikim. Yeah, anyways, replace it. Because just replace it. Avadana. The Oimik is the Gemara. Priskarov said it like a din. The Chesam Soivi gave it to us with Apostle Panemius. But the Yisrael Adavar is that Aleph Dal Nudin is a Kriya of Havaya. What does it mean it's a Kriya of Havaya? Because there's an Adnus that flows from Havaya. From the fact that the Eibishah created the world. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Shebir Osicho. That means the Eibishah is the Adon of the Bria. And that is why the Kriya of Havaya is Adnus. Because Adnus has a Pirush Betzir of Havaya. That's something the world always had. Avraham Avinu was mechadish, this new shame of Adon. But Al Kaponim Dol Lik Dei Yisoyed in the Chsam Soifer L'chayra. That Adnus is a Kri of Havaya. That's Pshat in the Rambam. In Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that the Rambam says that if someone's noikiv shem Hashem with the shem Adnos, he's chayv skilo, pshat in the Rishonim here in Soita, daf lamed chesam at Aleph, that even though the Mishnah was very sosom, the Mishnah said, you say a kinoi when you say Birchas Kainah, but the kinoi is Adnos. Why would the kinoi be Adnos? I mean, Hill didn't think it's Adnos, because at the end of the day, you can't replace the word Yivarechacha, you can't replace the word Vishmerechacha. What gives you a right to replace the word Havaya? So you can tell me what I mean, you're not saying Havaya, so you are saying the name Havaya, because Adnos, although it is a sham, it's also the Kri of the word Havaya.